How can a valley this flat separate three mountain ranges? Belledonne facing us, with its highest point, the Grand Pic de Belledonne at 2,977 meters, looks like a miniature version of the Himalayas. The Vercors in the background, to the right, culminating with the Grand Vaimont at 2,341 meters, is punctuated by Montaiguille. And the Chartreuse, where we are now, with the Chamechaude summit at 2,082 meters, only 20 meters higher than the Dent de Crâle. To find the key to the mystery, we need to take a giant step back in time. Back in time to the last major ice age, which began 70,000 years ago. Had we been here then, we would have been buried under the ice which covered everything. The huge Isère glacier, which emerged from the heart of the Alps, found itself imprisoned between the mountains. As it forced its way through, it carved out the valley hundreds of meters below its present floor. As the temperature warmed up again, about 25,000 years ago, the ice gradually melted, leaving in its place an immense lake, which is said to have covered an area 150 kilometers long, from Albertville in the north to beyond the Grenoble Lock, where the Isère gets stuck between Vercors and Chartreuse, near Moiron. Over the millennia, the valley was filled by glacial and alluvial deposits, until it became the flat plain surrounded by moraine hills that we can clearly see in front of us. They were originally gigantic rock deposits transported by the glacier, which swept along everything in its path, and were abandoned here in the backflow. The silt deposited here makes the plain very fertile. Historians report that as Louis XII travelled through the Dauphiné at the start of the 16th century, he described the Isère Valley as France's most beautiful garden. Nowadays, the Isère River makes its way tranquilly through a plain that it has flooded regularly for centuries.